this committee hearing with Senate Bill 162. I've granted that request. So with that, Representative Pitts, you are on.
Good morning to everyone. We have Senate Bill 162.
This is introduce yourself. We're on the internet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. This is Carol Pitts, Representative Carol Pitts for Senate Bill 162. Thank you. I'll be brief as far as the introduction of this bill. We see Senate Bill 162 as an opportunity for South Dakota wine producers, farm wineries, as another opportunity to add value to their product. The off-sale permit would allow the farm wineries to not only sell their own wine, but other wines, especially other upper Midwest wines, as well as other South Dakota wines. You can see on your bill on page 3 is the change that we're proposing in Senate Bill 162, page 3, line 22 through 24, and again on page 5, the new section on lines 5 through 8. Again, what this bill does is offer farm wineries the opportunity to provide off-sale packaged wines, wines only. And with that, I will take my chair and stand by for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pitts. Any other proponents? House Bill 162. I didn't read the act. The act to permit farm wineries to hold an off-sale packaged wine license.
Good morning. I'm Jim Shady. Live in Vlaga, South Dakota, and operate the third largest winery in South Dakota. That's right, there's three. And so we are the newest winery that has been licensed. My wife and I have been making wine for 15 years and have been giving it away most of the time. It's a hobby that has truly gotten out of hand. We are beginning to look at selling that, and so we have gotten all the state licenses, the sales tax license, the farm winery license. We're the number 3 license in the state. We are registering our brands now with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which is a little bit lengthier process, but we're confident we're going to get that license approved very soon. And our goal is to build a winery just 1 mile west of Vlaga. We live right on Highway 14. Our production is not very much yet. We have about an acre of grapes and harvest a lot of plums, choke cherries, and rhubarb. And so we make wine out of that. And so we've done test tastings around, and we're encouraged that people like it. And so we plan to sell it commercially. One of the things we're looking at is building in our winery is a wine store. Right now, under the current law that you've started in 1996, authorized us to sell our wine, period. What we'd like to do is sell other people's wines. We think there's a market for upper Midwest wines. There's 15-some wineries in Minnesota, 3 in South Dakota, several in Nebraska and Iowa. We think there's a niche there for a marketing opportunity for upper Midwest wines. Right now, if you grant this provision in the law for us to sell others' wines, we could buy directly from the other wineries in South Dakota only. Wanted to buy wines from other states, we'd have to go through the distributors in South Dakota. We have no problem with that. We would be under the 3-tier system just like any other retail outlet of wine. We agree with that. So our goal is to market other people's wines other than our own. We believe that that'll help us subsidize our operation until we get to the size that we think is going to be commercially possible. Wine, grapes, what we really need is more production of grapes in South Dakota. It's fairly new. Obviously, when you look outside, not all grape varieties survive this kind of weather. But South Dakota State and the University of Minnesota have done a lot of work with wines that will survive this weather, Valiant being the first one, which was bred at South Dakota State University and still being used today. We have about 100 plants of Valiant planted. What we hope to do is encourage other people to grow grapes. Right now, the growing price for a ton of grapes is around $600, and a mature vineyard will produce about 3 tons of the acre. So you can see it can be very well-paying. The problem is it's extremely labor-intensive. You don't take a combine out into a vineyard to harvest. You pick it by hand in most cases. This is a labor-intensive. We think there's an opportunity for people who want to start a hobby vineyard to start producing grapes in South Dakota. I'd sure answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Shady. Any other proponents? Senate Bill 162. Welcome, Senator.
Members of the committee, Larry Diedrich, Senator from District 4. The real reason that I wanted to be a prime sponsor of this bill is that for years when Jim Shady worked for the Department of Revenue, I never seen him testify on behalf of a bill in support. And I wanted to see whether he could actually do that or not. And he's done that twice so far this year. So he's way ahead of the 4 years that I had seen him before, two or three years before. But anyway, in all seriousness, this is just another extension of some value-added products where we are taking some legislation. We started in 96, the first year I was here, to give South Dakotans an opportunity to raise grapes and make wine. And this legislation continues to evolve as we try to find ways to allow vineyards to grow and prosper. We have, I believe, as Jim had indicated to me earlier, vineyards that are now in the process of being registered, and a couple more are coming down the line. So although we are not a Napa Valley at this point, certainly it's an industry that is growing, and I see this as just a very legitimate way to allow that industry to continue to grow. With that, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I just ask for your support on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Diedrich. Any other proponents? Senate Bill 162. Proponents. Any opponents of Senate Bill 162? No opponents. Now we'll take questions. Committee questions? Sure. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Jim Shady. Normally, you know, when you have a wine product, you have samples with a little cheese. Do you have any with you?
Actually, in my car, but I'm barred from bringing it in the Capitol, I believe.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Solem. Any other questions? Representative Siebert.
At what size of a winery do you start applying for a liquor license?
I will have, this will allow me to have a off-sale liquor license for wine only. So this bill allows me to do that if I hold a farm winery license. I have to have that first.
What does it take to have a farm winery license?
A $100 application to the Department of Revenue, having a sales tax license, having my label registered with the Department of Revenue. They cost $25 a year plus $10 per label, and collect 93 cents a gallon tax and remit it to the state.
On the tax collection, who monitors that? The Internal Revenue go out and monitor?
Yes, I'd be audited by the Department of Revenue.
I'm wearing it out, probably.
Okay.
My dad used to make rhubarb wine, so if he goes to the state and gets a sales tax license and a wine license, he would be eligible to sell and get a license to have wine and sell it.
There's also
not only his wine, but your wine and everybody else's wine. Is that
right now? That's not. He would not be able to do that. But this bill would allow that. The other piece that needs to be is that Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm license. The federal license is required also.
Any other questions? Representative Peterson.
Yeah,
I think this is a co-member.
Yeah, I make a lot of little stuff and I give it away. Is what I do. There are lots of it. I just want to know how it feels not to be a Blue Badger.
I should have brought a few with me just for old time's sake.
Any other questions pertaining to Senate Bill 162? If not, we will close the committee to action. Comments or action on Senate Bill 162?
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Do pass by Representative Peterson. Seconded by Galinsky. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call roll.
Pazalka.
Aye.
Frederick.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Linsky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
Nesselhoff. Olson.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Valandra. Siebert.
Aye.
Canal.
Aye. A do pass motion passes. 11-1 goes to the floor with a due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, members. Gone in 10 to
11. Oh, 10. 10 to 2. Excuse me.
10 to 1.
Excuse me. Oh, I can't add today.